Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a look at beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where tonight the St. Lucie Mets battle the Clearwater Threshers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Game 3 of a six-game series with first pitch scheduled for 6:10. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald riding solo tonight. John DeStefano is down on the low third camera. We'll have John back on the broadcast tomorrow. Well, the Mets are trying to get their first win of this series and their first win against Clearwater this year, as the Threshers are 8-0 against the Mets. They swept the Mets six games at BayCare Ballpark at the end of April, and the Threshers have won the first two games of this series, although they've been much more competitive than the ones across the state back in April. Clearwater won 6-2 in Game 1 on Tuesday, although they scored four runs with two outs in the top of the ninth. It was a 2-0 lead for a long time in that game for Clearwater. The Mets were right in the thick of it. Yesterday, it was a 2-2 game in the fifth inning. Clearwater broke free with a four-run fifth inning to go up 6-2, and then the final two innings were washed out by rain, so the Mets didn't get their full opportunity to mount a comeback. But the overall story for the Mets in this series, and really the last couple of weeks, is the offense has slumped, as the Mets in the last four games are 2-2. Now, they've lost a game 6-0 and 6-2, and they've won games 2-1 and 4-2. So the starting pitching for the Mets has been very good in this recent stretch, but the offense hasn't quite lived up to its part. We will see if the Mets can take advantage of the Threshers pitchers tonight. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show, and when we come back to Clover Park, we will have a look around the Florida State League and take a gander at tonight's starting pitching matchup. We're watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We saw the plate meeting with the umpires and the two managers just ending. Kenny Garcia calling balls and strikes tonight, or at least relaying what ABS says what's a ball and strike. Gabe Vargas is the base umpire. As we get closer to first pitch, the pregame show continues with a look at the standings in the Florida State League. We'll begin in the East Division, where Palm Beach continues to lead the way at 24-16. The Cardinals, though, on a three-game losing streak. They were rained out yesterday, as were the second-place Jupiter Hammerheads, who are within striking distance. Daytona did get to play yesterday, lost to Lakeland. Is 7.5 out, and then the Mets at 10-31 in last place. Over in the West Division, Clearwater, 31-10, the best record in all of minor league baseball, and a comfortable 7.5 lead over Fort Myers, who the Mets will play next week in Fort Myers. Bradenton is third, 8.5 back. Dunedin above 500, but 9.5 out. Lakeland and Tampa out of contention. Other games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. Tampa at Palm Beach in a doubleheader, but that one is already delayed. Jupiter is at Bradenton in a doubleheader game one. No score in the fourth inning. Fort Myers at Dunedin at 6:30. Lakeland at Daytona at 6:35. And in the Mets organization tonight, the big Mets at Chicago for a third straight day. Syracuse looking to get a win over Louisville in AAA. Binghamton hosting Richmond. Winston-Salem Dash at the Brooklyn Cyclones. As for the starting pitching matchup, that will have to wait. Well, there it is. Lionel Elias versus Jonathan Petit. It's a late change for the Threshers. They were worried about the weather, so they are starting Petit instead of the original starter, Gene Cabrera, who will pitch later in the game as long as it doesn't rain. All right, the Mets have taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Evan Nye. Well done on the national anthem as we get closer to baseball. Almost go time for the Mets and the Threshers. There's a look at young Lionel Ovias, top pitching prospect on the St. Lucie Mets team, top 20 pitching overall prospect in the Mets organization, just 19 years old from Moca in the Dominican Republic. It's been a tough season for him so far. He's got a lot of talent, but not quite stats to back it up. He's appeared in 7 games with 5 starts. A 1-3 record is 6.56 ERA. 2 rough outings the last 2 times out, including walking a season-high 8 batters last Friday against Palm Beach in a 6-0 loss. He could only go 4 innings before a high pitch count knocked him out. The defense behind Ovias features Vincent Perozzo doing the catching. Yarel Martinez good to go at first base. Wilfredo Lara moves from the outfield to second. Kevin Villavicencio at short. Jacob Reimer at third. Wayne McIntosh in center field. Had a nice outfield assist yesterday from left. Scott Otis in left today. And Rylan Thomas is in right. The starting lineup for the Threshers features Brian Rincon leading off for the third straight game. Justin Crawford, number 4 Philly prospect, bats second. Otto Kemp third. Gabriel Rinconis has been a player of the week this year, bats cleanup. Jordan Disson hits fifth. Chad Castillo sixth. The speedster Boyd seventh. Fergus hits eighth. And Freddie Mignetti, who had a 2-run hit yesterday, bats ninth. And we are ready for baseball here at Clover Park. Rain starting to fall lightly. Chase some fans to the upper levels of the stadium, but we're going to start on time as Kenny Garcia signals for first pitch. It's a fastball for a strike, and we are underway. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Revias, the 0-1, throws one that's fouled away out of the ballpark for strike 2. Rincon yesterday, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run. He reached base four times in his last four trips to the plate on Tuesday in the opener. As this pitch sails all the way to the backstop. See the Mets wearing special jerseys tonight. These were the jerseys the Mets were supposed to wear on May 6th, Saturday special jersey night. That was rained out. A 1-2 is dribbled on the right side, picked up by Martinez. He hands off to Avias, who gets to the bag in time. That retires from Cone to start tonight's festivities. 3-1 on the putout. And it will bring up Justin Crawford, good-looking athlete and prospect for Philly, drafted 17th overall last year. First pitch is a strike. I'll get that camera angle adjusted for you. Fastball fouled away. Crawford, one of several series opening starters for Clearwater, who did not participate in yesterday's morning education day game. He went 1-for-4 on Tuesday with a two-run double in the ninth. And the Threshers broke it open. They had a 2-0 lead going into the ninth, scored four runs with two outs. Made the game look more lopsided than it actually was. 0-2 pitch is lined foul, and it stays 0-2. Two pitches high. One-two pitch. A bouncer over Ovias' head. Going to be a tough play for Villavicencio. He holds on to it, eats it. It'll be an infield hit for Crawford. Nothing anyone could do on the Mets side about that one. As once it cleared Ovias, no shot to make a play. And it will bring up Otto Kemp. Like Crawford, played in the opener off yesterday. In the opener, he went 1-for-5, with an RBI single late. A couple of strikeouts. And the keys for the Mets will be to control the Threshers on the bases. Done a better job this series than the one in Clearwater, as this fastball gets in for a strike on the corner. We do have ABS calling all the pitches tonight. The umpire, Kenny Garcia, just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. Tomorrow the challenge system is back. Crawford running, pitches a ball. Perozzo's throw to second. Good throw, but it's missed by Lahr, and I think Crawford was in there safe anyways. So he uses his speed to reach on the infield hit and then steals second base. We get another look. Not a bad throw by Perozzo at all. We missed the tail end of that one. Time called by the batter, Kemp. So he had to adjust his batting gloves. That's his one timeout allotted. Early use of a timeout. Usually these batters wait until it's a two-strike count. But if your batting gloves aren't right, use it. 1-1 pitch, just off. Pitch outside, 3-1. Kemp. From California, non-drafted free agent in 2022 after the draft. Waits a 3-1 pitch, and he will take low ball four. So an infield hit followed by a walk, and the Threshers are threatening in the top of the first inning. And one of the most lethal bats in the league will come to the plate, Gabriel Rinconas Jr. Smashed a triple early in Tuesday's game, was off yesterday. Double steal, throw to third base. Crawford is out. Great throw by Perozzo to get the lead runner. Just missed him stealing second, did not miss at third. That was not the quickest release by Ovias, but Perozzo more than made up for it. So an early caught stealing, always a good thing for a battery to establish that they are in tune, as this pitch misses low. There were a couple of bad games for the Mets battery over in Clearwater back in April. An 8 stolen base game and a 7 stolen base game. Clearwater stole 25 out of 27 bases in the 6-game series. Rinconas waits on the 1-1 and grounds it right side. Out to Lahr, who fields it, throws to Ovias covering, just gets there ahead of Rinconas Jr., and that will end the inning. A couple of nice defensive plays, a stolen base, and then this ground out. Martinez, I'm not sure why he's not covering his base. Ovias is there to bail him out. We will go to the bottom of the first. Mets looking to get an early run tonight.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Unfortunately, there is no action. The players have been called off the field due to lightning in the area. Middle of that commercial break, loud thunder boomer, plus a flash of lightning. Umpires calling the teams off the field, so we are officially in a weather delay here at Clover Park. No rain, that is the good news. Actually, there might be a light drizzle. We certainly could play through that, but the umpires, see kind of on the bottom left of your screen, Kenny Garcia, the plate umpire, telling guys off, calling the players off. They're now telling players to get not only off the field, but also off the top step of the dugouts. So that's where we are right now. We will pause the broadcast. We will come back when we have more information. I see everybody's going to stick around. Hopefully this will be a very short delay, but right now, weather delay, so we pause the broadcast. We will return when we know more. You can stay up to date also on Twitter at St. Lucie Mets.